The timing and location of Julius Caesar's assassination were crucial elements meticulously planned by the conspirators. Ancient historians provide detailed accounts of how these decisions were made, reflecting the strategic thinking behind the plot. Timing of the assassination. The conspirators selected the Ides of March, March 15, as the date for the assassination. This date was chosen for its significance in the Roman calendar, as it marked a deadline for settling debts and was associated with religious observances. Plutarch, in his Life of Caesar, notes that the Ides of March was also the date of a Senate meeting, ensuring Caesar's presence in a relatively controlled environment. Suetonius, in The 12 Caesars, explains that the conspirators wanted to act swiftly to prevent Caesar from leaving Rome for his planned military campaigns, which would have made access to him more difficult. Strong selection of the location. The location of the assassination was equally strategic. The conspirators decided on the Senate House, Curia Pompeia, as the ideal place. This venue was significant for several reasons. Firstly, it was a place where Caesar would be surrounded by senators, many of whom were part of the conspiracy. Plutarch highlights that conducting the assassination in the Senate would symbolize a collective action by the Republic's representatives. Appian, in his Roman History, emphasizes the conspirators' belief that the Senate House provided a controlled environment where they could carry out their plan with minimal interference. Ensuring Caesar's presence. Ensuring that Caesar would attend the Senate meeting on the Ides of March required careful planning. Decimus Junius Brutus Albinus played a key role in this aspect. According to Appian, Decimus, a trusted ally of Caesar, persuaded him to disregard any warnings and attend the meeting, arguing that it was essential for him to address important matters. Suetonius also mentions how Caesar's sense of duty and desire to appear resolute in the face of omens and prophecies helped convince him to go to the Senate. Contingency plans. Strong. The conspirators also developed contingency plans to deal with potential obstacles. Gaius Trebonius was tasked with detaining Mark Antony, Caesar's loyal supporter, to prevent him from intervening. Plutarch and Appian both note that Trebonius successfully lured Antony away from the Senate House, ensuring that the conspirators could proceed without immediate opposition. In summary, the timing and location of Julius Caesar's assassination were carefully chosen to maximize the likelihood of success. Ancient historians like Plutarch, Suetonius, and Appian provide detailed insights into the conspirators' strategic planning, highlighting their efforts to ensure that Caesar would be present and vulnerable at the Senate meeting on the Ides of March.